started debate today on impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump again. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Liz Cheney says there's never been a greater betrayal by a president of his office and oath. Her statement comes a week after the president called her out at a rally before the Capitol protest, urging supporters to get rid of weak lawmakers.
The Liz Cheneys of the world.
While fellow Republican Andy Biggs is blasting Cheney.
She should resign her position as a conference chair.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's praising her.
Sister Hurd has the honor and oath of office.
Maybe more ominous for the president than House GOP defections, the New York Times reports Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell is glad Democrats aren't moving against him, thinking that will help the GOP become Trump-free. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition, punishable by up to 20 years in prison. A Jordanian court handed out heavy prison terms Wednesday to 11 people convicted of joining the Islamic State group and of planning attacks against churches and security personnel in the kingdom. Three of the defendants were sentenced in absentia after traveling to Afghanistan in 2019 to join the group in its fight against U.S. forces and the Taliban. They had stayed in touch with the other eight who had been arrested ahead of planned attacks in Jordan under the banner of IS. The eight defendants present in court today, Wednesday, were sentenced to between 5 and 15 years, while those who were in Afghanistan were handed terms of 9 years. This is VOA News. Britain's prime minister says the coronavirus vaccine program will operate around the clock 7 days a week as soon as possible.